So the headline this morning is about MF Global. If you've never heard about this company before, you'll be hearing a lot more about them now. They could be just minutes away from becoming the first American casualty that falls to the European debt crisis. Former New Jersey Governor John Corzine heads up the firm. Over the weekend, he was reportedly looking to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and shares this morning in that firm have been suspended. Louise Story from the Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, joins us now. Louise, tell us first about MF Global and their place in the market.
So MF Global is an intermediary, which means they sit between, you know, hedge funds and banks and other hedge funds, and they help them execute their trades. They don't, by and large, interface with regular retail customers who are stock trading, or they're really retailing with interfacing with customers, you know, big corporations and hedge funds who are trading in derivatives and commodities. That's their big thing, derivatives and commodities.
Well, now let's talk about what the problems that MF Global is having. Are they just kind of a natural victim of what's happening in Europe, or there have been criticisms that John Corzine, in heading up the company, has taken too many risks?
Well, you know, an execution firm that strictly only matches buyers and sellers should not necessarily run into this sort of trouble, right? Because if you're just matching buyers and sellers, you're not holding big positions in anything, right? So that you wouldn't run into this problem. But what John Corzine did was he decided that he wanted to make MF Global more profitable by introducing prop trading. You remember, you know, the banks are having to get rid of prop trading under the Volcker Rule, but he introduced some of that. And so he put MF Global into a big bet that European debt was cheap. He had the firm buy about $6 billion of bonds from countries like Spain and Italy and Ireland, basically all of the pigs except for Greece. And, you know, you're seeing what's happening in Europe. Those bonds have not recovered in value like he thought they would. And so this has been a liquidity problem for a firm. And once a liquidity problem starts because of bad assets like that, it spreads to all of your other businesses. And so now, normally, this execution, buying and selling business should be very safe and sound, but customers out there don't want to do business with MF Global when they've got these bad assets. So it becomes a downward spiral.
And pigs literally refers to Portugal, Ireland, Greece.
Italy, Greece, Spain.
Yep, Greece and Spain. There we go. So it's interesting. This was basically a specialist type firm that really just sort of clears accounts. And Corzine's great idea was to get it into investment banking, and he right off the bat makes a huge bad bet on European debt. So when they do the haircut deal last week, it basically cuts off his head, right?
Well, and, you know, the haircut deal last week was only on the Greece bond, and MF Global's problem are really related to Italy and Spain bonds. But when the European governments announced that haircut for Greece, they said, don't worry, market, we're not going to do it with any other country. But no one in the market believed them. Everyone thinks, okay, now we're going to eventually have haircuts on Italy and Spain. So it pushed those prices down, too.
We're speaking with Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, and we're talking about MF Global, an enormous securities firm, which at this point could be looking to file for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and in fact, shares this morning in the firm have been suspended. So explain what this means, this breaking news this morning, Louise, that they've suspended their shares and they're barred from trading.
Well, it's not a company that can really do business right now because so many of its customers and trading partners have stopped cooperating with it. So, you know, the New York Fed suspended this stock trading just to give it time to file for bankruptcy. You know, MF Global is in a privileged seat. They're one of about two dozen firms out there that is allowed to trade directly with the Fed.
Wow.
They buy and sell treasuries with the Fed. And so when you have one of these Federal Reserve partners get in trouble, it raises questions about systemic risk, rather than whether this trading and these problems can go to derivatives and treasury desk at other banks. And so that is the concern here.
Well, Louise, let's talk about then vulnerability of other U.S. firms. Is this perhaps a domino? Is this a unique situation for MF Global? Or are there other vulnerabilities here that we're going to see happening with other firms in the United States?
Well, you know, the big question is the exposure at other banks. Several other banks own the debt of a number of European countries, but they have hedged it. So they tell us they're fine because they've bought derivatives contracts to hedge it. But, you know, what we saw in the financial crisis is that hedges do not always work. If you buy a derivative, for instance, some of those banks out there that are telling us they hedged their exposure, they might have hedged it with MF Global, right? So now MF Global is going down, and that hedge doesn't look so good. And so that's kind of the domino nature you worry about. We'll see it play out this week with MF Global.
A very fragile web of hedges. And if you tear one, the whole curtain conceivably could come down. Give me one more detail on something that I believe the New York Times reported, and I also saw it in one other source, that Interactive Brokers may be the buyer for whatever is left of MF Global. Now, if that is the case, Interactive Traders is like they would just be buying up garbage. They're not actually looking at an asset here. They're buying up junk.
There are some businesses at MF Global that are very valuable, like their trading and executing businesses, and they're just getting dragged down because of these bad assets. So, you know, like what we saw with Lehman Brothers, went into bankruptcy, and then Barclays, that British firm, swooped in and bought up their good businesses. And so that's what we might see with Interactive Brokers. It's a firm in Greenwich that specializes in computerized trading. They might buy out the good assets from MF Global. One thing to watch here, which is quite interesting, is that the CEO, you know, the leader of MF Global, John Corzine, he has like something like a $12 million exit package. So it's possible he's going to exit with a lot of money while, you know, people lose jobs and havoc comes to the financial system. And
what do you do with all these comparisons with Lehman Brothers, Louise? Is that the size of this failure here?
No. MF Global is not as sizable as Lehman. It does not have the kind of interconnected business all over the world that Lehman had. And so you don't want to make too much of a comparison. There are similarities, but it's just not as big in scope. And the other thing to remember is that all the other banks now have a lot better capital positions than they had when Lehman failed. And in fact, you know, the other investment banks like Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley are banks now, so they can borrow directly from the Fed. So they are at less risk than when Lehman went down. But nonetheless, you know, it's when you see something like this, you know, you worry.
It makes you nervous. And we should say John Corzine now runs MF Global. He used to be a chairman of Goldman Sachs. That's Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.